Guess who's back? Yep, it's Georgia Bryce, host of the Building According to Pattern podcast series. How are you doing? Back from the Thanksgiving break and ready to roll. I am so excited about the lineup of discussions and interviews that I will be undertaking over the course of the next couple of months, and equally as excited at this awesome opportunity you give me every week to share these insights with you. I hope you had a wonderful turkey and praise-filled Thanksgiving as well as I did. I was in 30-degree weather temperature, and I loved it. It was a great respite from the 10 months of Miami heat. Miami gets real hot, man. If you're hearing this beautiful voice for the very first time, I'd like to say hello. And welcome. You are tuning into the best podcast series you will ever find out there, where the discussions are fun, they're thought-provoking, they're challenging, but they're very insightful. So I want you to go ahead and I want you to make Building According to Pattern podcast a part of your library. I promise you will not regret it. There are a number of archive messages available on my podcast page for you to listen to as often as you'd like, and I'm encouraging you to not miss out on the opportunity to do so. The topics are varying in content, and I talk extensively on such subject matters as frustration, laying the right foundation for your life, vision, having sight, having and maintaining the right perspective, embracing God as Father, etc., etc. So many different topics I've covered in the past, and me explaining it to you will not do much justice to my content. So, after listening to this segment, what I want you to do is to go check out my podcast page. The messages are available from as far back as September of this year, and that address is batplc.podbean.com. Now, for those of you who have been aboard this train from day one, I want to say welcome back. And I missed you too. So, without further ado, let's get this train moving. I must say that my topic for this segment, like all the other topics, was by pure inspiration. Strategizing for your next move. What exactly are you looking at? Believe it or not, I got this inspiration for this message while I was laying in bed over the holiday weekend. I was visiting a friend, a very dear friend of mine up in Boston, and as I was just thinking about stuff related to what I wanted to share with you on this segment, what I was seeing was pretty much mind-blowing for me, to say the least. So here I was chilling in bed, surrounded by shelves neatly stacked with books. Then something quite odd and about the arrangement of the books, it caught my attention. On one side of the bed, the side that faces the wall and the side to which I would automatically move away from when climbing out of bed, there were volumes of books and binders on algebra, geometry, calculus, equations, solving math problems, and teaching mathematics. You name it, it was there. My friend had it all. You guessed it, she is a math teacher by profession, so of course, that was not a surprise to me. But interestingly enough, directly on the other side of the bed, the side I was forced to look at every day while climbing out of bed, were books on leadership and business development. Books on New York City foods, New York cooks, Indian food, Mediterranean foods, Mexican feast, African dishes, Middle Eastern dishes, Italian dishes. There were books on baking and making great desserts, baking at home, building a bed and breakfast, and events planning, among a bunch of other books that were of the same genre, which I found very interesting as well. Now, I met this great friend of mine in college about 13 years ago, and she was majoring in hospitality management. And from as long as we've been friends, I have known her to live, breathe, and dream food. No, she doesn't love to eat that much. She isn't greedy, don't get me wrong. But her passion is to cook and to bake and to one day own and operate a business specializing in cakes and teas and specialty foods. So how did she get into teaching, you might ask? I've asked her that same question, and as she's explained to me, it's been kind of by default. I suppose the gift of disseminating information runs pretty well in her family. Her sisters are educators as well. But there has never ever been a time in all the years I've known this young woman that the dream of operating and owning her own restaurant has wavered. Now, I cannot tell if she strategically placed those books in her room in the order in which she has them, or if it was just a random act. But one thing is certain. There is a powerful dynamic at work in that space where she occupies. Every day she gets up out of that bed, she stands face to face with one thing, her passion. It then begs to ask the question, what exactly are you looking at? Are you faced only with the here and no? Things as they've always been? Circumstances that you wish you could change? The same old story on a different day each day? Do you only come face to face with the mediocrity or life as you've always known it? Are you constantly facing shame and the guilt of your past? Are you only face to face with hopelessness and frustration? Though I've not asked her, I do wonder, would the zeal and passion that I hear in her voice and have heard in her voice since meeting her 13 years ago still be present if those shelves were stationed the other way around? What if her back was towards what she was designed to do, and every day she was faced only with what she currently does? Would she have taken the steps necessary to name her business and have it incorporated? Would she have invested money into pots and pans and all the tools of the trade that are currently stacked in her basement at home, waiting for that moment to arrive? Would she have started looking for a place to set up shop? And would she have continued holding out hope for that one location, watching and waiting patiently after years of being turned down by the seller? Interestingly enough, the building that she's wanting to buy still sits vacant. And when I had an opportunity to drive by with her recently, I claimed that building for her and I declared access in due season. If my friend was only looking at the plethora of books on algebra and calculus and geometry, I personally believe the tenacity to hold out this long for her dream, her vision to fully manifest, would have long faded away. She would have settled, though miserably, in her default mode. She would have quit when the realtors and seller told her no. And though she enjoys teaching and helping the young minds that have passed through her classroom over the last 10 years, her passion, what she was designed to become, would have withered. But because of what she has placed before her eyes every day, the vision, the preferred future for her life, her position has not once wavered. What exactly are you looking at? This experience brought to mind a passage detailed in your manual, and for those tuning in for the very first time, the manual I'm referring to is the Word of God. The Bible, so we refer to it, is your manual for living. All the instructions you need for living successfully in this life are detailed in it from cover to cover. If you've never thought about it this way, if you've never looked at it from this perspective, stick around long enough and your concept will change very quickly. I guarantee that. The passage I want to look at can be found in the book of Beginnings. That's the book of Genesis. And in chapter 3, verse 1 through 6, we find a life-altering conversation taking place between the first woman created, which is Eve, and the enemy of our souls, Satan himself. This moment would mark the fall of humanity and the onset of the chaos and darkness we're now living in this world system, far from the original plan of God. As always, for the sake of time, I'm going to encourage you to get to your manual and read this passage for yourself. But what I will do is provide you with a quick summary of the passage. In the previous chapters, God completed creation and made the first man and woman, Adam and Eve, and per your manual, placed them in the Garden of Eden with some very clear and specific instructions. They had access to everything, but they were forbidden to eat from this one tree in the midst of the garden. To disobey this instruction was to incur death. And when I say death, it means eternal separation from God, who is the source of life. For a while, it was pretty simple to follow the instructions. I can only imagine Adam and Eve walking by that tree every day, never giving a second thought to it. Then one day, things changed. Entered Satan, who started a conversation with Eve, questioning her and challenging the validity of the instructions given to her by her master manufacturer, going as far as suggesting to her indirectly that God had lied to her and her husband and that he was holding out on them. As depicted in verse 6, all of a sudden, the forbidden thing became so appealing that it altered her vision and subsequently her actions and consequently forever changed the course of humanity. This is what it says in verse 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Now, I've always maintained that the tree and its fruits were there all along. They were in the garden all this time. Before this moment, it was never appealing to the eye. It never seemed good for food, and it certainly wasn't desired. So what exactly changed? Her focus. At the prompting of the enemy, Satan, Eve shifted position and, as it were, saw the forbidden tree for the very first time. The intensity of her sight went merely beyond a casual glance. What she was looking at caused her perspective to shift completely. Now, the very thing that could destroy her became the thing she could not live without or walk away from. It just made perfect sense to have it, no matter the cost. Now, I could go in so many directions with this one scripture, but let me sow this one thought in your mind. The idea or vision of attaining godlikeness was powerfully appealing to Eve, even though she was already like God. That the thing she trained her eyes to focus on began taking on a whole new meaning. It drove her to take action, sadly, to the detriment of the whole human race. Generations later, we're still paying the price for that one decision Eve made to go after what she saw. It shows just how strategic the devil is. If he could get you to put your eyes on that forbidden thing and focus long enough, what evil maneuvers he could achieve. Satan understood the power of vision and focus and the importance of being strategic and intentional. Here's a newsflash. So do we. Inbuilt in the human spirit is this enormous capacity to envision a thing and pull it out of the realm of the invisible. We have been given the authority to call those things that are not as though they were and see them begin to manifest and come alive. We can only give birth to what we see. God, your master designer, saw you in his mind and what exactly it is he wanted you to accomplish, hence your reason for being here. He took what he saw and strategically designed you accordingly, with the gifts and talents and passions and propensities to make his vision for your life a reality. Now you need to do the same, as he did and as Eve would have done hadn't she been disobedient. You are where you are right now because of what you have been training your eyes, both externally and internally, to focus on. If you are at a temporary stop, I want you to keep it that way. Do not get comfortable. Do not settle for mediocrity. Do not throw in the towel. Get the vision for your life in order and put it before your face every day. Write it down, draw it out, record it, and listen to it over and over and over again if you have to, but keep it central. Always remember this one truth. You will always move in the direction of your most dominant thought. Eve demonstrated that for us so well. Take a cue from her life, but use it instead to build your life and launch yourself into the direction that God has designed for you to move. If you've got some things you want to see manifest this year, I know we only have a couple of weeks to go, or next year, or even 5 years from now, start strategizing for that move and place before you only those things that will pull you and drive you into your expected end, your destiny. Remember, it's never too late. Let's pray. Father, I want to thank you for your plans for our lives. That is what we want. We lay aside our scribbles and our ideas of the way we think things should be or what we want, and we embrace your master blueprint for our lives. Help us to keep the main things the main things. Help us to stay focused on only on those things that will shift us further into fulfilling our purpose and bringing us true success by your standards. Forgive us for getting distracted by stuff that has nothing to do with your agenda for our lives, and help us to get back on track. We honor you and we give you praise in your son's name. Amen. It feels so great to be back sharing with you again via this podcast, and I pray that you will achieve the success that you're desiring. But you have to get the right strategies that you need, and you have to start becoming focused on where you're gonna go. It's almost like you're gonna have to develop a tunnel vision approach if you want to get into the destiny that God has for you. The strategies that you need have already been designed by your master manufacturer, and that's the good thing. Get into right alignment with him, meaning a right relationship, and the instructions you will need to get to where he has in mind for you will be made readily available to you. Your primary strategy at this point in time is to ask, seek, knock with all diligence. He says, if you ask, seek, and knock with all diligence, he's going to reward you. And that's a guarantee. I want you to join me for our next segment on the Building According to Pattern podcast series this upcoming Sunday. And please remember to visit my podcast page to listen to the archive messages. And as always, please do leave me some feedback. If you have any questions or concerns, please do not hesitate in sending me an email. And that address is info, that's INFO, at buildingaccordingtopattern.com. And that is one complete word. Until then, this is your host, Georgia Bryce. As always, stay blessed, be blessed, and take care. Bye.